Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, April 18th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the weather report, then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know, 249 years ago, today in 1775, was the midnight ride of Paul Revere. Revere, a renowned silversmith, is better remembered as a folk hero of the American Revolution, who this night in 1775 made a dramatic ride on horseback to warn Boston area residents of an imminent attack by British troops. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the weather report. In the Boston area. This morning, it's cloudy and feels like 48 degrees with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:29 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:56. It looks like we're in for a slight chance of showers after 2 p.m. and cloudy with a high near 51 with wind around 11 mph. Chance of precipitation is 20%. Tonight, a slight chance of showers before midnight and mostly cloudy with a low around 42. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Thursday will be at 7:30 a.m. with a low tide just before 1:30 p.m. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 47 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Friday will be mostly cloudy, with a high near 55 degrees and a chance of showers overnight. Saturday brings a slight chance of morning showers, then turns mostly cloudy, with a high near 64. Sunday will be mostly sunny and cooler, with a high near 60. Monday and Tuesday will be sunny, with highs near 61. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in the tranquil waters of Cape Cod's Mare's Pond, a unique group known as the Old Ladies Against Underwater Garbage is making waves in conservation. Comprised solely of women over 65, these underwater garbage ladies engage in underwater cleanups, transforming both the environment and perceptions of aging. Founded by Susan Bauer, a retired psychologist turned environmental activist, the group combines a love for nature with a commitment to community service. Through their efforts, these spirited seniors not only preserve the natural beauty of their local ponds, but also challenge societal views on aging, proving that the golden years can be a time of active, meaningful contribution. Now on to sports. In an unforgettable clash, the Washington Capitals clinched their playoff spot by defeating the Philadelphia Flyers 2-1, thanks to TJ Oshie's last-minute empty net goal. This came after Flyers coach John Tortorella made the bold move to pull his goalie for an extra attacker in a tied game, a strategy that backfired when the Capitals seized the opportunity. Unbeknownst to Tortorella, the Flyers had already been eliminated from playoff contention due to a Detroit goal scored minutes earlier. The Capitals, who have overcome a challenging season, including a significant losing streak, now prepare to face the President's Trophy-winning New York Rangers in what promises to be a thrilling first-round playoff series. In local sports, the Red Sox at home beat the Guardians 2-0 on an outstanding pitching performance by Tanner Houck. He pitched the first complete game of his career, allowing only 3 hits, while mowing down 9 batters on strikes. The Sox have a quick turnaround for Game 4 with the Guardians. Today is a getaway game, with a 1:30 start at Fenway, so the team can skip off to Pittsburgh afterwards. In top news, in San Francisco, 7 Waymo robo-taxis inadvertently blocked traffic leading to the highway. This incident highlights challenges faced as autonomous vehicles integrate into urban environments. Although Waymo is approved to operate without human drivers on freeways, it currently tests with humans on board. The disruption, which lasted about 30 minutes, ended with Waymo's roadside assistance resolving the situation. This event underscores ongoing issues with robo-taxi deployments in city settings, similar to difficulties experienced by GM's crews. Local officials are concerned about access during blockages and the inability to issue traffic citations to driverless cars. In business news, Bitcoin is on the brink of a pivotal halving event expected to occur on April 19th or 20th, which could significantly impact its price. This halving will cut the reward for mining new Bitcoins in half, a mechanism designed to control inflation and increase scarcity. Historically, such events have led to a surge in Bitcoin's price due to increased scarcity and heightened investor interest. However, the effect of the halving on Bitcoin's price isn't guaranteed, as external economic factors and market sentiment also play crucial roles. This year's context is unique, with Bitcoin having peaked at $70,000 before the halving, influenced by the introduction of Bitcoin ETFs and varying investor strategies. The upcoming halving will also have profound implications for miners, potentially leading to industry consolidation as rewards diminish. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $62,000. Ethereum is at $3,000. And Solana is $135. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. A groundbreaking study published in Nature Neuroscience reveals how different brain waves, crucial for cognitive functions, originate from specific layers of the brain's cortex. Researchers have discovered that the cortex's outer layers predominantly produce rapid gamma waves associated with processing sensory inputs. Conversely, the deeper layers generate slower alpha and beta waves, which manage how the brain utilizes this sensory data. This pattern was consistently observed across various species and cortical regions, suggesting a fundamental aspect of brain function. This insight could lead to new approaches in treating neuropsychiatric disorders, where imbalances in these brain waves play a role. For example, schizophrenia is associated with reduced gamma wave activity, potentially linked to specific cells in the cortex's outer layers. This finding opens the door to targeted studies and therapies aimed at addressing such imbalances. And in entertainment news, NBC Universal is set to transform how the Olympics are broadcasted with the upcoming Paris Games. Recognizing the need to adapt to a diverse and fragmented media landscape, NBC Universal aims to captivate a wider audience by infusing the coverage with celebrity appearances and varied programming. The traditional primetime broadcast will be revamped into a dynamic variety show featuring stars like Peyton Manning, Snoop Dogg, and Kelly Clarkson, alongside live streaming of every event on Peacock. This strategic shift is designed to enhance viewer engagement and capitalize on the cultural appeal of Paris, aiming to reinvigorate interest in the Olympics and maximize their substantial investment. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from Angela Bassett. And the Golden Globe-winning actress said, "It's important to surround yourself with good people, interesting people, and young ideas. Go places, learn new stuff. Look at the world with wonder. Don't be tired about it." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.